Vermonters were out in full force with shovels and snowblowers this morning to dig out from one of the biggest storms of the season. More than a foot of snow blanketed many parts of the state, with some areas getting more than 2 feet. For those who ventured outside, travel was treacherous last night through the morning rush hour. Vermont State Police Lieutenant Gary Scott is the head of traffic operations. He says there's been a spike in accidents around the state.
Within the last 24 hours, we've seen about between 150 to 200 calls for motor vehicle type calls. So those are crashes, slide-offs, road hazards, you know, vehicles overnight were not able to make it home, so people abandoned them.
Scott says some drivers were just going too fast.
Just because the speed limit says 65, you really got to adjust your speed and really bring it down. You're talking to come to a complete stop at that speed, you're talking almost 900 feet in days like this.
And even though the snow is no longer falling, drivers still need to be cautious as the cleanup continues. Visibility can be limited by blowing and drifting snow.
65 is not for today. You know, you need to be going about 40, 45 miles an hour. And then if you're going dramatically slower than that, you don't feel comfortable, you should be getting off the road.
But some Vermonters had a reason to go out today.
This is the best skiing we've seen so far this season.
That's Jamie Wimble, the general manager of the Mad River Glen ski area. He says the storm was a welcome change from the way the season started.
We had a very, very rough start to our season. We basically completely missed the Christmas season with natural snow. So it wasn't until really the Valentine's Day storm that really got us going.
According to spotter reports from the National Weather Service, Montpelier, Burlington, and Middlebury all received about 18 inches. 13 inches fell on St. Albans, Rutland saw 16 inches, while Proctor reported 22 inches. And parts of Windsor County got hit really hard, 26 inches in Sharon and 25 in Bethel. Back on the mountain, Jamie Wimble says Mad River Glen had a full parking lot this morning, and despite the chilly temperatures, locals managed to fit in a midweek ski.
It's definitely a big local crowd. Obviously, most of the schools were canceled, too. So we've also picked up some families with kids and probably quite a few people playing hooky from work, too.
Ski areas are expecting the good conditions to last throughout the weekend. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.